You're listening to the podcast of the Attention Young Choreographer Series 2024. Artistic Direction, Brianna O'Mara and Chris Haring. The series is co-funded by the European Union in the frame of Lifelong Burning, Futures Lost and Found. Today's guest is Luca Bonamore, a dancer and choreographer from Vienna. His latest group piece, Silent Lovers, is concerned with cruising, a historically queer practice of public sexual encounters. In his conversation with author Sean Pfeiffer, Bonamore discusses his start as a dancer, what it means to open up the private to the public, and navigating the multitude of Viennese spaces he performs in.
Hi, Luca. Thank you for talking to me, and thank you for taking the time.
Yes, hello from my side also, and thanks for the invitation.
Before we talk about your piece Silent Lovers and your experience at Impulse Dance, what is it, eight weeks ago, I think, you're currently playing a central role in a production at Cosmos Theater, performing in Olivia Axel Scheucher's theater piece Lost. And I would be interested how that experience was or is, with it being a much more text-heavy, more conventionally theatrical show than like most projects you're part of.
Yes, so I started rehearsing for the piece Lost in Cosmos directly after the Impulse Dance showing of Silent Lovers, actually already in between. It was like the... because we had three shows and then we had 4 days break and the last show. And it was very, very exciting to be part of this project because, yeah, normally I don't work with so much text. And the approach was very interesting because we started like really reading the whole text and understanding the text that also Libby wrote, which is an amazing text. That was like a very... different approach. Normally I'm used to know to get into the room and already be with trainer wear and start to move through the space, but this was very different. But I really enjoyed it, and I think I'm gonna keep on working with the text also for maybe my pieces.
So let's talk about Silent Lovers, your piece that you showed this year at Impulse Dance in the frame of Attention. You're not new to Impulse Dance. You performed in Labs, a piece with La Lucarilla last year at Orion, and you also were part of the cast of last year's Attention contender, Fugue 4 Response. But now with the invitation to Attention came another two-week Lifelong Burning residency in the run-up to the premiere of Silent Lovers at Schauspielhaus. So I wanted to ask, for one, how you used that time, if it was like rehearsal time for Silent Lovers as well. And then maybe take me through the development of the piece.
Yes, so we definitely used the residency time for Silent Lovers because it was not already a finished piece. It was actually my bachelor degree's piece that I showed in June 2023. But it was like a very short version of the piece. I think it had only 18 minutes or 20 minutes. And I applied with this piece for a Attention program with the premise that I would also prolong it and extend it. And so therefore we needed the residency really for working on the piece, but not only the residency. We also worked in different phases during the year for the piece. Of course, not the whole time because not everyone had the time also. But we had like a few weeks coupled together, and then we finalized everything or really got into the piece during the residency.
I want to ask you a bit about the content of the piece, or like this dichotomy of the public and the private that I think is maybe crucial for the topic of the piece, because Silent Lovers takes cruising as an inspiration, and it has remained a practice among some queer people who like value this inherent secrecy, I think, or value it as inherently erotic, and there can be a fetishistic element to it as well. I would say, I say all this because you're like a very public person, especially in Vienna. You're active on social media. I've seen you like perform on wagons at Vienna Pride and all that. So I want to ask, what is it that like interested you about this element of secrecy or of covertness inherent to cruising, and how does this secrecy apply to you as an artist who engages with like queerness very openly and in and through his work?
My approach to basically actually all the pieces that I do and topics that interest me is a very personal approach, of course. Like I work with a lot of personal experiences, and from my perspective, but the people that are also in my pieces, they also have their perspective on these different topics. So the interest is also a personal interest in the, or like personal experiences navigating through the culture of cruising. And also like I was very interested in how the dynamics of these places work and how you don't communicate most of the time. I mean, it's not always like this, but how everything works through gazing and through signals that you give. And of course, my way of telling or of doing pieces is very fairy tale-y and very storytelling. At least it was like this for the last pieces that I did. And it's going to be probably also again like this for the next piece that I'm working on. And that's what interested me. And of course, as a queer man, if you want to call it like this, it's very important for me to be visible, and like opening the spaces that are actually not open to a crowd like the Impulsions crowd or like the normal crowd, but normally they happen in a specific setting, like the, I don't know, it can be like a public toilet, a park, or like a specific sauna, like for that. But this interested me a lot in the way that it's like, breaking this ideas of what lurks behind these places. Like, is it, because also I work with a lot of personal experiences, and what I heard before, people talking about these spaces that are not necessarily queer or are queer but don't know these spaces, and then it was like always like, and what kind of people go there, and who are these people? And it's like, just normal people. Like, it's not, there are not monsters.
You started your career, if I'm correct, as a dancer performing queer nightclubs, but you also studied contemporary dance pedagogy at MUK here in Vienna. How do you, maybe reconcile is a strong word, but how do you square this like institutionalized training on one side with the more like subculture-y interests and tendencies in your work as a choreographer? Do you feel like a friction there, or do they like complement each other, or do you not think of it as a dichotomy at all?
So yes, it's, I didn't start like with dance from a very early age. Like I mean, this is also very personal, but I didn't, also because it was associated to be like very feminine and very gay. And so that's why I started much later. And I started studying law at first, and then I kind of dropped it. And then I worked a lot, and I always knew that I wanted to dance, and I was always dancing, but it was something very, very personal, very private in my living room. Till I started also going out and dancing in the clubs, and especially queer clubs. And then I also kind of felt the people loving it kind of and appreciating it and not hating it. And I felt also very encouraged in my dance moves. And that's why I then decided to apply for the university. But I didn't think that they would take me, because it was like, So in my case, it was very good that they took me, because I learned like a base, something like I had like till then just improvised and just like moved the way I wanted to move, but it gave me like a frame, and also it showed me a lot of the institutions that I know right now. Like with the MOOC, I went really to the Tanzquartier for the first time. They were like, hey, this is the Tanzquartier, this is Brut, this is this. I didn't know before. I think I watched my very first performance with my dance performance. It was Doris Ullich at Halle G or Halle E Habitat with 23 years. So it was like very eye-opening.
Is there like an element of adaptation according to the different locations and contexts you perform your work in? Like, how does a piece change when like presenting it as a, as you said, like a final project at university or in a like smaller community-based venue or then in the frame of a, like a big festival like Impulse Dance?
Well, I try not to believe that there is like a huge difference, but of course there is one. I feel when I'm booked for performing in the club, I feel just more free. I don't have to, I don't know, to be able to perform in an institution. There is like a lot of work that you don't see like before, like applying for fund, organizing a team and stuff like this. Like this, and performing in a club is just wearing a thong and going there and just having a great time. And also the approach to the people is different. You're like in a crowd that is there to have a good time, to dance themselves too. So it's not, they're not sitting there and watching you. It's also not, in a way, it's interesting because in a club you have to fight more for the attention. Because the people are not there to watch you. They're even there to have fun. And you're just like part of the event. But you're not like, yeah, you're not, the people are not still while you're dancing. They're also dancing themselves. And that's the difference. But I like that kind of more because you have to fight for your visibility more.
You as a performer, as an artist, seem to be very like well anchored in Vienna now. You work here for a long time, and you played 4 sold out shows at the Schauspielhaus with Silent Lovers. Do you feel you've established an audience that like follows your work, or do you feel like you know who comes to your shows?
I'm not so sure who comes to my shows. Like I know a lot of people through, I think a lot of people know me also through Instagram. Because I actually also, I mean, I started in queer clubs to dance, but also simultaneously I also started posting a lot of videos on Instagram, which was also a way of presenting my dance to an unknown audience in a way, because before I didn't have an audience, like I didn't have a theater where I could dance. So it was either through Instagram or either through gay clubs or also sex clubs. And I think, I actually don't know who the people are that watch my shows. I mean, I'm happy that that it's always sold out. It's very, I feel very grateful for that. But I hope that these are people that would come in any kind of frame and not only like Impulse Dance or like Tanzquartier, but it's just like, I think there is like a regular audience in a way.
And how tied up would you say is your work as a performer with your work as a choreographer? Do you think of it as like one and the same job, or like the same hat that you're wearing in a way? And like could you envision choreographing a piece where you are not yourself on stage as well?
So right now, I love being on the stage. So that's why for me now, my work as a choreographer is very attached to me also as a performer. And I enjoy it a lot of, very much. Of course, I would never say no. Like maybe I can imagine working once just just as a choreographer, also because it's very helpful if you're able to just watch it from the outside and not be part of it. But luckily I also have had for the pieces that I did now, Outside Eyes and dramaturgs, so they help me with this problem of not being on the stage and not being able to see everything.
And you feel like the work that you do choreographically like comes out of you performing, like as you said, being like in a studio and developing it out of your body in a way.
So yes, usually I have, of course, already ideas in my brain, and because I think very visually, and from this visual ideas, I then tend to try things out in the space by myself or with the others, and but yes, it's very physical and it's very out of what comes also in the space. But again, very, my works are also very storytelling like, so at a certain point it's not only we try to find what happens in the space, but then there is like a given structure also.
And yeah, perhaps lastly, I want to ask whether you have like further plans with Silent Lovers as a piece now that it's out in the world to develop it further, or is there already something else that you're working on?
Currently I'm working to have further plans with Silent Lovers. I'm applying to different festivals and to be able to reshow the work again, because I think it's very important and also very sustainable to not only show a work like 3 times or 4 times, but to be able to show it, more often. And but I'm also working right now on another piece, which will have premiere in end of January, beginning of February in Tanzquartier. It's called... Or no, I don't. I'm not gonna say the title because it's changing the whole time, and I'm not sure. And I'm also always doing also other different stuff. I don't know when the podcast will be released, but I'm soon going to be releasing also a song and smaller performances. I'm also going actually with Lau to South Korea end of November. We are showing there. A work that we showcased during the Wiener Festwochen. It was like in the frame of Club Liaison, where Liesel Raff had like an installation, and she was invited there to with the Austrian Pavilion, and we are also invited there to perform within her installation. And yes.
Well, thank you very much for talking to me, Luca, and yeah, hope to see you again at the festival. Thank you.
You have been listening to the Attention Young Choreographers series podcast. To never miss a new episode, follow us on Spotify, Podcast Addict, or Deezer. For more artist conversations, visit our websites lifelongburning.eu and impulsedance.com.